This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. For teachers in some school districts around the state, these last few weeks have been not just back to school time, but back to the bargaining table time. In two of the state's largest communities, Burlington and South Burlington, negotiations between teachers and the school boards have hit snags. In Burlington, teachers have set a strike date for this Wednesday. Here to provide some insight on what's going on in these two districts and beyond is Burlington Free Press education reporter Nicole Higgins-Desmet. Nicole, it's nice to have you with us.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Let's talk about Burlington first, and then we'll hit on South Burlington. So
sure.
What have the major sticking points been in the negotiations in Burlington?
Well, across the state, healthcare, that's being negotiated across the state. There's a big changeover coming in January for all the teachers. So, and then salary and working conditions. And in Burlington, at least, it seems like working conditions might be the trigger.
Explain what you mean by working conditions, because some of these are very specific to teachers and to the different ages that they work with.
Sure. In the elementary school, that would be like door duty. And I believe that in the current proposal from the board, they have pulled back on having teachers be there at the entrance and you know, having kids come in and keeping track of that. And then they're now able to use that time. So I think the board pulled back on that. But there are other duties that they have in the mix. And then at the high school
level. The argument that teachers make for not having to do these door duties is that this takes away from their preparation time or their ability to work with individual students?
That is what I've heard. Yeah. So instead of being at their desk in the morning and organizing for, you know, that first class and that excitement and, you know, getting in there, they, you know, are checking in, you know, and doing other things. And at the high school level, what happened is they're trying to or imposed taking away two periods and using those to, you know, I guess, sorry, there's an exact word for it, but to use that time district mandated to, you know, boost whatever educational procedures that they think would be, you know, whether it's a class or supplemental or education, for instead of letting the teachers decide how to parse out that and like with helping individual students. And
in South Burlington, fairly similar?
It's a little different, actually. Also in where they are. So, you know, Burlington has a threatened strike. And then South Burlington is trying to engage the board to come back without a strike. However, I did check in with Chairwoman Elizabeth Fitzgerald on Friday, and they are no closer. She's willing to negotiate for the next fiscal year, 2019's contract. She's not willing at this time. Well, that was on Friday. So we don't know what happened over the weekend. Burlington teachers have been talking all weekend, the negotiation teams. And I actually just received an email from the Burlington School District from Eric Wells saying that they're meeting. But there's no movement.
Right. It was sort of a vague
there's
note.
No
it was
movement.
Like, don't worry. We're still talking.
There have been a lot of vague notes. So I think one of the two sides are looking at each other. They're trying to figure out, you know, they want the other side to say, come back to the table.
So as you mentioned, in both cases, the boards have now imposed terms and working conditions on their teachers. In Burlington, they've set a strike date for Wednesday because the teachers are saying this is unacceptable. And in South Burlington, teachers have sort of held off on doing that. And
yes.
Is it a wait and see what happens in Burlington approach?
No, I don't think so. I'm getting a very separate feeling from these two things. You know, they are right next to each other. There are similar agenda items, but and I'm sure that, you know, the communities know each other very well. It's still a small town. You know, it is Vermont. You know, everyone knows everyone in South Burlington and Burlington. So, I mean, I can't say that it's not completely affecting each other, but there seems to be some separation in that. South Burlington has a little bit of a different thing going on. So they're looking at a salary increase, but they're not going to be the board said imposed not having a step necessarily and an increase instead. And they want to come back to the table because they don't want to have things go to a flat dollar amount versus a percentage amount, they feel like that is not a really good way to negotiate.
Right, because instead of having a percentage cost of living increase every year that depends, you know, the actual dollar amount depends on what your salary is.
Right.
The teachers are saying this doesn't value experienced teachers because you
exactly.
have the same increase for everybody. And the board is saying we need to figure out the pay for lower paid teachers and get
right.
them sort of up.
Right. And they're trying to emphasize that. So, yeah.
You know, it's interesting. South Burlington, as many people will remember, also has gone through some kind of tumultuous times. There were budget rejections by the town. There was the issue somewhat connected with the mascot changing the name, the Rebels' name. You know, it seems like it's been kind of a tough year for South Burlington schools that maybe, you know, striking is also feeling like it would come on the heels of these hard times.
Yes. In both sides have mentioned that. And the quote from Noah Everett was that, you know, that they didn't want to burden, you know, the district with, you know, the kids having gone through what they did last year and the parents as well. So they're trying to bring back negotiations. And the negotiators are running around the state trying to fix everything.
Well, speaking of running around the state, is this an example of what's happening elsewhere around the state, or is this specific to these two communities?
Well, my focus, of course, is on Chittenden County, but I do know that across the state, as of last week, about 41% had reached settlements, and about 15% of those were just for 1 year.
Wow. So it does look like a lot of school districts are having some trouble reaching consensus.
Yes.
And you mentioned the teacher health care contracts. And of course, I mean, this stalled the state budget and led to a veto and was a big issue about whether there should be a statewide teachers health care contract. Is this really at the heart of a lot of the difficulties in negotiations?
It's connected to the timing of the contracts. That's basically, you know, all the contracts were up. So everything had to be renegotiated. So, you know, with that and then the clawback of money on top of that. So it's just adding to the chaos of these negotiations for sure.
Well, Nicole Higgins-DeSmet is education reporter for the Burlington Free Press. I think you're going to have a very busy week. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you so much.